Good morning. It's a Firehouse Football Friday, a Jerry Triple Down Friday. More quotes, more shots taken in the USA Today with Jared Bell.
Who's sassier, do you think? Jerry Jones or Peyton just now bitching at us to get on the Zoom?
There's nothing on the YouTube, guys.
I can't. I don't have internet, so
you get down, you connect to the internet down there. We're getting on there, Peyton, so don't you worry your mildly attractive head off.
Yeah, don't worry, Peyton. We're rocking. We're rolling. We're live here. Sean, RJ, and Bobby at the Denton Firehouse presented by Palmer's Hot Chicken, Catfish, and Shrimp. Here until 10 a.m., we got fantastic giveaways all morning long. Free breakfast is rocking and rolling right now, and I believe more to come in the 7 o'clock hour, so come on and get your free breakfast, get your Whataburger flags, and of course the Sean and RJ cooler setup. These things are sweet, dude.
Yeah, they are.
Dude, they're
insulated
awesome.
Cooler. You keep
insulated
it warm, keep it
cooler.
Keep it cold.
Oh yeah, you got to keep it cold. You got to be able to. What's the point of something if you can't keep it cold? You could probably keep it hot too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
If you really wanted to.
That is a thing we all say, right? What's the point of something if you can't keep it cold? I've just never heard that as a slogan before.
You could literally.
You know what? That's a good point. That needs to be a slogan. Sure, what's the point of having something if you can't keep it cold?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And you can't keep it hot either.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. No, I have a little section in my backpack, my season 3 burn notice backpack, and I got an insulated little spot so I can put something cold and I know it'll stay cold, or I can put a hot pocket in there. I can literally cook a hot pocket in the morning, and my hot pocket could still be hot by lunchtime thanks to the insulated little zipper spot in my backpack.
It's like a 6-pack bag thing. Have you seen those 6-pack bags?
Yes, they're brilliant.
Right, it's the only 6-pack I'm going to get. So you might as well get a bag.
Yeah, you got to, man.
Pre-soda. Now
you never know, right?
Soda.
No question about it.
I think that's just showing off, though. A 6-pack. I think that's just showing off.
Oh my god,
that's punishment.
I don't think you're punishing yourself. Yeah, you don't need that. You're just showing off at that point. Nobody really wants to see that.
Right.
Nobody likes somebody with a 6-pack, do they?
No, I think you deal with a lot of hate naturally.
Yeah.
A lot of people bitter at you. So yeah, I could totally see that.
It's a person that you know is anti-fun oftentimes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because
they don't go to dinner, they don't go to drinks.
That has to be your priority. If you have 6 of them things on that stomach, that's your priority. That's the first thing you think about when you wake up in the morning and before you
go to Jay.
Yeah, Jay. Their whole life revolves around pool season. Like, that's fine. Which is fine. I mean, so does mine.
Well, he gets that because Jay gets that because he's an incredible Tolo first and foremost,
that's just
and I think that helps.
That's genetics.
But he's also climbing through roofs and stuff. Yeah. He does AC and I mean during the summer. That's just he's just Shredward Scissorhands year round because of that.
You know what we're doing this year? We're cold plunging in the pool this year, baby.
I'm down.
Come on over.
I'll come over to your place for that.
Let's get in the pool.
How was your cold plunge a couple weeks ago at Southern Leisure?
It was fantastic, to be honest with you. Now Broadus did it for 20 minutes. So
were you worried about his blood pressure?
How cold?
This was sub 40 degree temperatures.
And he did 20 minutes?
He did 20 minutes.
Broadus with high blood pressure.
Yeah, it was hazardous.
That's not good.
His doctor was like blowing up his phone the whole time because he listens and is like, "You shouldn't be doing this. You shouldn't be doing this." But you know how broad this is.
220 over 140. You think that blood pressure?
3 minutes tops.
I know
you doing that thing.
Yeah, it was brutal, but you feel great coming out of it. You really do. All right, feeling great right now because we are in Denton. This is the college town, dude. I can't help but feel romantic.
This is your stomping grounds, man.
Yes, and this is a gorgeous firehouse, by the way.
That's fantastic.
Been open for 4 years. I was talking to Mr. Boots earlier, and he was saying a couple years ago before Snowmageddon. This one opened up, which was perfect because the one across the street, the old one that I was familiar with, because I used to live right here. I literally lived on Eagle. You couldn't be in my apartment for like more than 30 minutes at a time without hearing sirens of some sort.
Oh, wow.
And that has something to do with Denton. that has something to do with Denton. Yeah, I was always getting the fire trucks called.
I was murdered for sure.
They got a mean green truck.
I know.
Over here, the green fire truck.
I cannot wait to go.
I don't know if it's a ladder or whatever they call it.
It looks phenomenal.
And by the way, we're at 1401 Underwood Street, and I made sure to get clarity. So when you pull up here, there's some parking on the side of the firehouse that you can park at. I know there's no more parking now, apparently, but if you see a parking spot on the side of the firehouse, even though it says no parking, you apparently can park there. And there's also some parking here on the bay in front of us. Do not park on the, as you're pulling in, the left side of the entrance, because that's where the engine's got to get out. You got to park over here directly in front of us. But we're out here to party today.
Never ceases to amaze how many people are out here at 6 o'clock.
As long as Jerry approves of our party. party.
Right, that's true.
Yeah, I'm surprised
we
have so many.
We got to pass that through.
So many people are here after what was such a slow week for the program and for the station. I'm surprised everybody was able to
get
more surprised. Dude,
the way that the town has soured on the Cowboys because we're apparently employees, they probably would have soured on us.
Right. We can't get anything through without the Jerry approval, and that was made patently obvious to Jarrett Bell of USA Today on Thursday. I should be clear. This was something that Jarrett Bell said on Tuesday, or that Jerry Jones said to Jarrett Bell on Tuesday. So
that's disappointing.
Now here's the thing. Thank you, Cody. Diana Russini had talked to Jerry literally walking out of owners' meetings as he was walking to his car. Jarrett Bell's discussion with Jerry Jones on Tuesday was at his car. So these were literally back-to-back statements made walking from Diana Russini to then Jarrett Bell. It just was not even – he didn't write about it till Thursday, as I guess he was gathering his thoughts. But there was a lot here. The headline says Jerry Jones was wrong to threaten radio hosts for Cowboys. Jarrett Bell sets it up, says that Jerry Jones went on the flagship, the low light coming when he seemingly threatened to replace the three hosts for real. And this is what Jerry said. "I don't know," Jones said, standing outside his waiting SUV. "I'll tell you what, Dale Hansen and Brad Sham had to take a leap when they went too far, one way or another." Dale Hansen and Brad Sham both were – Dale Hansen let go for criticism on the air on the broadcasts of Jerry Jones several different times. Brad Sham was temporarily let go for some criticism, but also a lot of defense of Dale during that time. And then Brad went back.
Did Rangers for like 3 years.
Yeah, he did. And it was a big deal at the time. But it mentions here, Jarrett says, "Remember, the buck stops with the team owner and more was than one." And Jerry's quote, he says, "They're my own folks. That's like Brad and Dale putting it on us during a ball game." And it says, "During the 28-minute segment, it began with a lighthearted tone as Jones drove to the airport for the trip to Atlanta. He described himself as sick by the debacle on Sunday and joked that it was the perfect time to lay low and get out of town. Yet the flow and Jones' responses got heated after roughly 12 minutes. For several minutes, Jones sounded defensive when the host sought responses about the minimal moves by the Cowboys in the offseason."
Real quick, Eric, you're seeing Bobby slowly read this, by the way. This is fantastic.
Yeah, this is incredibly slow, actually.
He usually would have skipped at least 11 words at this point.
I know. I thank you, Mavis Beacon. Like all that typing in 1997, the typing program, it's helped slow me down a little bit.
Your commitment.
Jerry Jones told Jarrett Bell, he said, "I don't want to demean or undermine their credibility." Well, you failed. just like in building this football team, Jerry, you failed.
But I do things I don't want to do all the time.
I don't want to demean or undermine their credibility, but we were kind of set up for taking me to the woodshed, and I wasn't ready for that. I was going to talk about the very things they wanted to talk about, but I didn't want it before a tribunal. They're not the ones. Now the guys that are...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You're listening, my ticket holders and fans, they are the ones.
Yeah, they're not. Trust me, they're not the ones that you want to hear from. I don't think he wants that smoke.
No.
He does not. You want to do a call segment when he calls in next week?
Sure.
Okay.
Open it up.
Yeah, all right.
If we have enough dump. You know, we can start with Peyton. Peyton can throw out the first question with some of the stuff he says.
Oh, I got a few.
So what you would need, because, like, you know what's gonna, you know what happens is that there's you could say things on social media and you could say things on text, but when you're talking to someone, it's different, right?
For sure.
Your defense mode, everything goes higher. It only takes one person to be the guinea pig, to be the first one to set it off.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody else was just, oh, okay, well, he's still alive.
Pile on.
Right? He didn't die. Let's just pile on. And it would be a disaster for him. He doesn't want that.
You know, we've talked a ton about this. I mean, not the Jarrett Bell thing, but we've talked a ton about the Jerry interview and the fallout and everything else. I'm curious, what's your take been sitting in the afternoon, Eric? And what has the GMAG Nation thought about all
what's
this?
What's your take been in safe territory?
And how would you have played sitting
not there? Having your job threatened? How's that feel?
I would hope that I would played it as well as you guys did.
By the way, just really quickly, I know everybody keeps saying having your job threatened. To me, it's the most empty threat of all. He's not doing anything in my job. And
but it's still funny to say. I'm leaning into that.
I know. Just for clarity for anybody who listens, since now we get people listening and writing articles for the next week, he didn't hire me. He can't fire me. So that's just where it's at.
And that's what's so weird about it. He's likening you guys to Shim and Hansen. So he's trying to tie those two things together of like, I could boot these guys out in a split second if I want to.
Yeah.
And he's treating it like it's DallasCowboys.com. He's also treating he called it a woodshed. You guys were just tearing them up the whole time.
We're a tribunal and we're yahoos, which I do think that needs to be the new name of the show. Because we do have Bobby. It can't be Sean, RJ, and Bobby. That's just too many names. I just think we should be called the Yahoos.
The Morning Yahoos.
The Yahoos over the Tribunals?
I think Yahoos stands out.
I don't even know. He keeps saying Tribunal, and I'm like, well, I don't even – I haven't done the research on the definition of that. I'm like, I don't even know what he really means
Survivor,
by it.
Right? The tribe has spoken. That's what it is.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe. I have no idea.
But it's so random.
A tribunal is like a judgment seat.
This is such against the grain from what he's always been. And I feel like you guys have had segments with him where you've asked him more difficult questions. He's just very sensitive to the status of his football team right now and the decisions that he's made since the offseason. And it has been a bit of a buildup. This was a loud offseason of criticism.
Yeah.
And he has not, and he was indignant on the fact that we were wrong in real time. And now he can't fathom the idea that, oh, wow, this entire offseason that I've been selling something, and now we are just over a month into it, and it's already bottoming out on him, and he's taking simple questions, calm questions. You guys handled it fantastic. I don't know that I feel confident that I would have handled it any better. I would have wanted to kind of bark back a little bit. He's talking over you guys and like asking you questions, what's your point, and then cut you off.
What's your damn point?
Cut you off when you're trying to give him the point. So I thought y'all handled it extremely well, and I think there's just clearly underlying issues that he came into the interview with.
Yeah, it's like, okay, so you know when somebody calls you out on something, or somebody says something to you, right? They come at you. If it's not true, you generally don't get offended. You're like, you know, when somebody like kind of makes, even if they joke at you, if it's not true,
unless it's you talking about the SEC,
fair. But like they don't get offended if it's not true, because he doesn't. But when it is true,
it hurts more.
And he knew it was true. He knew what we were saying and what the fans are saying and what the whole narrative is about the team. He knows it's real, and that hurt more because at the end of the day, it is his fault, and he should get the credit when they win, and the blame when they lose. And that's just the way it is. He puts himself in that position. Not the coach, not the players. It's him.
Here's the thing: is that he has said routinely the buck stops with him. So the buck stops with you when you lose by 25 to New Orleans. And the buck stops with you when you lose by 38 to Detroit at home. And not just that, when someone that you respect comes into town on your birthday and says, I am going to do everything in my power to get an offensive lineman a touchdown on a trick play in this game. That's gonna check your ego a little bit. And then when you're standing there post game and you're getting grilled, you're not going to like that. And then when you're heading to the airport already, having to talk on the phone, heading to the airport, hear the same questions before hopping on that plane and landing in Atlanta to get the side eye from 31 other owners of like, whew, that was pretty embarrassing for you on Sunday, wasn't it? I understand the context in which he got angry. That doesn't change the opinion. That doesn't change the fact at all that he was wrong. He's wrong to get upset or offended or feel like it's not anybody's place to ask him for, hey, this is proper context here. What you did this offseason is proper context to the S show we're seeing right now. And make no mistake, you can tell me 3-3 and anything else you want. It is an S show. This is an awful football team. This is a team that is worse right now than that 2010 team was six games into the season. I don't give a damn that you're 3-3. You're a bad football team.
You think this team is worse than that one?
Yeah, absolutely. But absolutely, 100%. If you look at the way they played, they were worse. All of their margins were worse.
Okay, that's fair.
They were getting blown out. They weren't in 2010 to that point. Dallas, I think, was actually on the positive side of like yards gained versus yards allowed by 200 or so. They were playing okay through those first 6 weeks, and then they quit. They crumbled and they quit.
The moment the quarterback goes down, you're going to probably quit.
Here's what
sucks about this team is because your quarterback hasn't gone down. He's upright. He's standing
gone down
healthy.
He's gone down in talent.
The team is still extremely bad.
Here's what Jerry and Mike McCarthy and everybody else need to accept. You got one of two answers here. Either your team has quit, in which case you need to blow people out right now, or your team is really bad, and I need to stop hearing about, we have the right guys. You don't. You're bad. You are a bad football team, and you built a bad football team. And I'm sorry that that's uncomfortable, and I'm sorry that that hurts, but when you tell me the buck stops with you, that means consequences also stop with you. And there's no real consequences if you're the guy hiring and firing people, and it's you. So the consequences of that then are you have to take every bit of criticism and every bit of uncomfortable question, and those weren't even uncomfortable questions.
I know.
They weren't.
Nope.
For a guy with the thickest skin and the broadest shoulders of anybody I've ever seen with a public profile, it's sad to watch him flounder like this this week.
He never takes it that harsh.
Ever.
Mm-mm. There's not an – never. And
that's why it's so surprising and so weird. And now I cannot wait for Tuesday morning at 8:30. That's going to be appointment listening. Going to be fantastic. But, yes, he doubles down, triples down now with the USA Today. That was, as the context from Bobby there, that was comments from Tuesday, but the story comes out yesterday. And now I wonder what his current status is of how he's actually feeling, because clearly Tuesday he was fired up, letting you guys have it, not simmering down on the flight to Atlanta, ripping in with Diana Russini, and also, then there's Jarrett Bell. Who wants to hear from me about this, because I'm ready to let it fly? He was ticked.
I can extend grace to the point of it's the context says clearly you're going to be uncomfortable and upset and mad and everything like that, and I know we got to get to a break, and that's fine. I can accept that, and I don't need an apology or anything else. But what I am saying is that if that were to continue, we have an issue, and I don't mean just an issue between us, take us out of it. I'm saying we have an issue of his ability to handle the heat that comes with the job if this extends into next week.
All right, it's a Firehouse Football Friday here. Sean, RJ, and Bobby live in Denton at the Denton Firehouse. Firehouse number 3, and she's a beauty. We got a bunch of Tolos here right now. We got the free breakfast. We got the flags. And, of course, we got the insulated coolers that are super, super sick as well. 877-881-1053. Sean was just vasectomized, so he will be back on on Friday, and on Monday. We look forward to that. But, man, my goodness, last night, the MLB playoffs, the Mets continue to get smoked. The Yankees can't close the door. Thursday night football was a disaster. And Choppy's got to take on the college basketball situation that went down yesterday. Just getting started on a Football Friday live from Denton, next on The Fan.